Chapter 1. Absolute Surrender. Now Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, mustered his entire army. Accompanied by 32 kings with their horses and chariots, he went up and besieged Samaria and attacked it. He sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, saying, "This is what Ben-Hadad says. Your silver and gold are mine, and the best of your wives and children are mine." The king of Israel answered, "Just as you say, my lord the king, I and all I have are yours." 1 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 to 4. Ahab gave what was asked of him by Ben-Hadad, absolute surrender. I want to use these words, "just as you say, my lord the king, I and all I have are yours." 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 4. As the words of absolute surrender with which every child of God ought to yield himself to his Father. We have heard it before, but we need to hear it very definitely. The condition of God's blessing is absolute surrender of all into his hands. Praise God. If our hearts are willing for that, there is no end to what God will do for us and to the blessing God will bestow. Absolute surrender. Let me tell you where I got these words. I use them myself often, and you have heard them frequently. But once, in Scotland, I was in a company where we were talking about the condition of Christ's church and what the great need of the church and of believers is. There was a godly Christian worker in our company who had much to do in training other workers for Christ, and I asked him what he would say was the great need of the church. What message ought to be preached? He answered very quietly and simply and determinedly, "Absolute surrender to God is the one thing." The word struck me as never before. And that man began to tell how the Christian workers with whom he had to deal were willing to be taught and helped, and they always improved if they were firm on this point. Whereas others who were not sound there very often went back and left the work. The condition of obtaining God's full blessing is absolute surrender to him. And now I desire by God's grace to give you the message that your God in heaven answers the prayers which you have offered for blessing on yourselves and for blessing on those around you by this one demand. Are you willing to surrender yourselves absolutely into his hands? What is our answer? God knows there are hundreds of hearts who have said it, and there are hundreds more who long to say it, but hardly dare to do so. And there are hearts who have said it, but who have yet miserably failed, and who feel themselves condemned because they did not find the secret of the power to live that life. May God have a word for all. Let me say, first of all, that God claims it from us. God expects your surrender. Yes, it has its foundation in the very nature of God. God cannot do otherwise. Who is God? He is the fountain of life, the only source of existence and power and goodness. Throughout the universe, there is nothing good apart from what God does. God has created the sun, the moon, the stars, the flowers, the trees, and the grass. Are they not all absolutely surrendered to God? Do they not allow God to work in them just what he pleases? When God clothes the lily with its beauty, is it not yielded up, surrendered, given over to God as he works in it its beauty? And God's redeemed children, can you think that God can do his work if there is only half or a part of them surrendered? God cannot do it. God is life, love, blessing, power, and infinite beauty. And God delights in communicating.